Yes, good morning to our dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's the right time to thank Mathias Sangala and who gave us the mic. And yeah, we are here until the hour of 8 a.m. Here until the hour of 8 a.m. And yeah, it's the 7th of August, 2025. And it's a beautiful Thursday morning. And this is your economic conversational program. This is a program that we discuss issues of economics, issues of trade, issues of policy making, policy analysis, and also analyzing political communication, which are affecting bread and butter. With me, David Shombe, we are interrogating matters of economics, matters of business, matters of global affairs, and we are trying to bring about conversation that matters. Conversation that will bring about those thought-provoking questions, conversation that will bring about those innovative ideas, and this is also the platform that we engage specialists, we engage experts in various fields. We look at issues of financial stability, issues of our financial sector, and also trade around the world. So this is your conversation, economic conversational program. That's why every morning from 6 o'clock until 8, we discuss these matters, we ask questions, we analyze documents, we analyze policies, and we try to link if there is a link between what is being drafted, what is on paper, and also what is on ground. And we're also analyzing and assessing the implementation of national development, priorities, national development plans, such as we talk about Vision 2030, we talk about NDPs, we talk about issues of Harambees, and many other policies such as youth policies, and what are the weaknesses in these, policies, and what is that was done right. And as I indicated earlier, this is it's a program which is cutting across, because we understand that, for us to build our country, for us to move forward as Namibia, for us to fight this thing of, challenges that we are facing, such as the high price of energy, unemployment rate, we look at lack of citizen participation in economic activities, lack of access to finance. We bring about, this conversation for us to look at what way can we use to remove ourselves from international, grey listing or being listed as high-risk jurisdiction in terms of being investment destination. We bring about this conversation, and we are trying to look at different perspectives, different views, and what people think, and also what are some of the new mechanisms that we can use in order to solve such problems? Because we understand that for us to build institutions, we need various views. We need different perspectives. That's why we are always opening the line. We are always opening the line so that our dear listeners can engage us in the studio. You can ask your question. You can give your constructive criticism. You don't necessarily need to agree with every conversation that we bring about. But as long as you have a perspective, as long as you have a view, then in that case, you are exercising your democratic rights of freedom of expression, and you are contributing to the conversation, because what you want, the fundamental aim is to make sure that at least we bring about real change, we bring about, transformation, particularly in terms of development, and not only development in terms of economy, but development, a total development which cut across all sectors. We talk about GDP growth, we talk about infrastructure, and indeed human development, where human beings or citizens are very happy, citizens have access to basic needs, and indeed citizens are able to, also to get opportunities, participate in economic activities, and indeed being able also to participate locally and also internationally, either is in terms of investment, either is in terms of, you know, different ventures, and at least to be in line with not only national priorities, but also continental priorities, such as African continental free trade area. How can we participate in that sector, and how can we move forward? And yeah, before we go to the main conversation for today, as we are going to have a guest, before we go to the main conversation, as we are going to have a guest that is going to engage us, sorry is very important. Sorry is very important to make sure that, you know, you follow us, you follow Eagle FM Namibia, you follow us at all our social media platform, follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, and indeed, follow us on LinkedIn, because when you follow us, we'll be able to update you. We'll be able to update you when it's coming to economic matters, when it's coming to issues of governance, when it's coming to issues of food security. And we not only update you locally, but regionally, continentally, and also at an international level. And we are always indicating to you that when you follow us, those who are following you will also be able to follow us. Then they will get access to that content, because we are economic-driven radio station. We are economic-driven radio station, and most of our conversation are driven by bread and butter issue. That's why we are indicating to you that if you are a researcher, you are a student of trade, student of economics, student of law, student of governance, student of science and engineering, and innovation too, make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia at our social media platform, because we are going to give you tips on how to expand your research based on the information that we are going to give you. And we also have the Villager newspaper. That is our e-paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the Villager newspaper is an economic-driven paper that you can subscribe to. It just send your name and save this number. 081-241-44, 081-241-44. When you save that number, you make your life more easier, because every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, you will be sent that update of the Villager newspaper every morning. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you are a researcher, if you are a professional, if you are a policymaker, a parliamentary researcher, that is where you will be able to get tips. That's where you will be able to get tips. And also, that is also where you will be able also to expand your research and look at areas deeper, particularly what is happening around the country and also what is happening in the region. So that is where you can get your point of departure in your research and moving forward. So, that's why we are indicating to you to say, download the Villager newspaper, like the page of the Villager newspaper, and your life will be more easier. You'll be those citizens who understand economic matters, and you can be able to make those long-term economic decisions based on data, based on statistics, and you will never go wrong. So in this regard, it's also very important also to look at Eagle FM app. It's very important to look at Eagle FM app, because we have an app that can be accessed to by anyone who has a smartphone, anyone who have a computer that you can access to. And you will listen to the programs which are on air and also previous programs, because you find people talking about, no, Eagle FM Namibia, what about the frequency? We are not able to be connected to you. We are at the north, but we are not able to be connected to you. Or the frequency is up and down. We are indicating to you that in the world of digitalization and advancement, we found a better and alternative way of you getting connected to Eagle FM Namibia. That's why what you can do, just download Eagle FM app. When you download Eagle FM app, you will make your life more easier, because you listen to the programs which are on air, and you can also be able to listen to the previous program that you have missed just through podcast. So download Eagle FM app, make your life more easier, and yeah, Apart from that, we also have Imba App. We also have Imba App. Imba App is a digital version of the hymn book. It's an app that can allow you to access the digital version of a hymn book, because if you find yourself in a situation that, you know, you are not able to have an access to a hard copy hymn book, or let me say you are attending a wedding, you are attending a graduation party, you are attending a birthday party, or a retirement or a farewell, then there are those people who are required to sing or just give your blessing by using a hymn book. But you do not have a hard copy hymn book, so you don't need to worry, because we got you. We got you in the context that when you download Imba App and you go to your Play Store, an App Store, then you download Imba App, you have access to the digital version of a hymn book, whether it's in Oshiwambo, whether it's in English, whether it's in Afrikaans, Ocherero, Sirozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So download Imba App, then you make your life more easier. We are also indicating to say, even if you are a pastor and in a situation that, you know, you just forgot, because, you know, the world is full of a lot of things, you just forgot your hymn book at home, you don't need to run or drive 10 kilometers back home so that you can come back. No. Use a smart way of accessing the digital version of Imba App, then you make your life more easier. So download Imba App and you move with the world as we are moving toward the high level of technological advancement and also the world of digitalization, and familiarize yourself with new apps, and also familiarize yourself with new way and better ways of accessing smart apps that will make your life more easier, and it will make your work more easier. So download Imba App and you make your life easier. So yeah, before we go to international news, then we go to the main conversation for today. Just take note that you know, we are going to be in the studio. We are going to be in the studio with the general manager of MTC Maris, that is Kayembe Irunga. He's going to join us in the next 10 minutes. He's going to join us in the next 10 minutes. And we are going to engage him. We are going to engage him particularly regarding to the newly introduced short loan that is access to anyone with a cell phone. That is access to anybody with a cell phone. You don't need collaterals. You don't need to go to the bank. You don't need a lot of documents, but just by you being the client of MTC. And he's going to explain to us if it's an opportunity or it's a burden. So that is what we are going to engage on. But for now, let's go to a commercial break. Then we look at what is happening at an international level. What is happening at an international level? What is happening in terms of trade? What is happening in Africa? And let's move forward.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not pick up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
The Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu kwanda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore.
Yes, let us look at what is happening at international level. Let's start with the news from Ghana. This is a tragedy which happened where a military helicopter, crash, which caused the death of two ministers, including the Minister of Defense and some of senior officials. And let us look at what have happened and also see what really caused this. Particularly when Minister of Defense, some of the security advisors, and also another Minister of Environment, it's a big tragedy, especially that side of Ghana. So let's see.
Few takeaways that I want us to always remember. Ghana's Ministers of Defense and Environment were killed alongside the Vice Chair of the ruling party and the top national security advisor on Wednesday when a helicopter they were traveling in crashed in the northwest of the country. The Ghanaian military said the aircraft took off in the morning from the capital Accra and was heading northwest into the interior when it went off the radar. The wreckage was later found in the Adansi area of Ashanti region. He has left a legacy of honesty, integrity and public service. These are the few takeaways that I want us to always remember him for. He was incorruptible. You cannot see that scar on him. Very dedicated to Islam and very true to his words. So we've lost a lot. It's a pain. And words cannot describe how we're feeling right now. But one thing that I used to comfort myself with is that we will all go. Mourners gathered at the late defense minister's residence as well as at the party's headquarters, and Ghana's government described the crash as a national tragedy. Because of the accident was not immediately known, and the military said an investigation was underway.
Yes, that is what's happening in Ghana. That is what's happening in Ghana. We just received news that, Ghana Minister of Defense and other Minister of Environment and also some of the senior officials, they died in a military helicopter crash. And that is something that we need to look at. It's a new development. The cause of the accident is not yet, identified. But yeah, as I indicated earlier on, we are going to have a guest in the next 5 minutes. However, let us look at what is happening in between Russia and also the US. It was indicated that the US envoy met with Vladimir Putin just to look at the development of diplomacy and how they can work out the issues of Ukraine due to recent ongoing, commotion, especially when Donald Trump also indicated that, he's going to impose another sanctions on Russia. But it looks like there is some new developments, particularly at the diplomatic front. But yeah, let us look at this development.
U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff arriving in Moscow on Wednesday. His meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin comes just 2 days before Trump's 8th of August deadline for Moscow to agree to a truce in its war in Ukraine or face potential sanctions. A Kremlin aide has described the three-hour-long talks as useful and constructive, saying Putin conveyed signals on the conflict to Witkoff and received corresponding signals from the U.S. side. He said more about the negotiations would be shared after the U.S. envoy reported back to Trump. Three rounds of talks between Russia and Ukraine have failed to bring the war closer to an end 3.5 years after Russia's full-scale invasion. Trump has expressed increasing frustration with Putin over Russia's escalating strikes on civilian areas of Ukraine. Also on Wednesday, Ukrainian authorities reported that a Russian attack on a holiday camp in the central region of Zaporizhia has left 2 dead and 12 wounded. In a post on Telegram, President Volodymyr Zelensky said there was zero military sense to the strike, only cruelty to intimidate and scare people.
Yes, that is what's happening at an international front. We look at, we have seen what's happening at an international front, and let's see and hope maybe the conflict between Russia and Ukraine will end one day, which took almost, 3 years now. So yeah, let's go to a short commercial break, and our guest is in the studio. For those of you on the radio, we are going to talk about financial inclusion today and talk about financial inclusion. And we're going to discuss more on recently introduced, MTC Maris Tamba Instant Loan. That is a short loan that you can get. Just like, when you exercise that, service of Tamba, now you can also go to get around until 1,500. And we are with the general manager of MTC Tamba, MTC Maris. But we are going to engage him in a very short period of time. Just stay tuned. If you have questions, you can call in. Our number is 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We are here until the hour of 8 o'clock. And let's go to a short commercial break. Then we can start with it.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete okoye ekukurile Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira ospe
As I indicated earlier on, we are in the studio with the general manager of MTC Maris, that is Mr. Kayembe Irunga, and he's going to be with us until, we almost at the end of our program. Mr. Kayembe, good morning, and welcome to Early Morning Scoop, and thank you for your time. Thank you for making it to Eagle FM.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, we are always honored to, especially to have guests, particularly on issues regarding the economy, on issues regarding development, on issues that regarding upliftment of our people. Now, before we go to the main conversation, because I know everyone is waiting, everyone is also waiting to hear what is that thing that is called, Tamba Marie's short loan. But let us start with, this thing called MTC Maris. Maybe just to briefly explain to us, to say, this MTC Maris. Maybe how do you operate? How do you operate particularly from that ground? What is MTC Maris, and what is your function as a general manager of I don't want to say institutional service, but it's for you to explain to us and also the listeners.
Sure, happy to. I think we all know MTC.
Yeah.
It's the brand that we've learned to love over the last 30 years in Namibia that provides telecommunications and technology solutions to Namibians and obviously everyone else, organizations. And MTC Maris is a wholly owned subsidiary of MTC. And MTC Maris is the fintech company of MTC.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say company, it's regulated by the Bank of Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete separate company. It's not a division. It's not a product.
Uh-huh.
It's a fintech company.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was created for was to answer a call.
Mm-hmm.
Answer a call from Namibians, to answer a call from our regulator,
mm-hmm.
to say, how do we include the population into the formal financial sector?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously with mobile network and with the coverage that the MTC has,
mm-hmm.
it made sense that we fill that gap of financial inclusion across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before we start with the new service, there was already the established one of Maris. Maybe just a little bit of that one.
Sure, happy to. So MTC Maris itself, yes, it's a company, but obviously we have a customer value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer value proposition, in essence, if you dial *140*682#,
yeah.
you will land on MTC Maris's USSD menu.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, once you land on the menu, we will take your name, we'll ask you for your name, your surname, and we'll ask you to create a PIN. And once you've created this PIN, then you've got access to MTC Maris. So mm-hmm. in less than 60 seconds,
yeah.
you're onboarded,
yeah.
no paperwork,
yeah.
all on USSD. So you don't need a smartphone, you mm-hmm. don't need data,
mm-hmm.
and you don't need airtime. Because every single transaction that you do on MTC Maris is free on the mobile network.
Mm.
So you won't need to pay for any data or any airtime.
Yeah.
And once you've dialed the string, once you've been onboarded, you obviously need to fund it, right?
Yeah.
So you can fund it by EFT. You
yeah.
can pay from any bank
yeah.
into the wallet. You can do a cash in. So you go to one of our agents, Woman Brock,
yeah.
MTC Mobile Homes. And I think at the launch of Tamba Maris, we mentioned how we're expanding that
yeah.
network.
Yeah.
And once you've funded your wallet, you then can do a whole host of things. You can purchase goods at our merchants.
You don't need an account.
You don't need an account.
No, I love this development, and I love this new development. You know, we want the money. There's a phrase to say we want the money. We want the money, but we must be very careful about that. But okay, now, you know, I attended Bank of Namibia when they launched their financial sector mm-hmm. transformation strategy,
mm-hmm.
when they spoke about financial inclusion. And one of the thing which I was very happy with is that they have a goal to say by 2035, 70% of Namibian, especially those who have informal businesses,
mm.
who have access to formal financial services. Then I understand coming to, and I had a conversation with Cecilia Nekwaya, she spoke frankly about what have happened. Now, looking at attending the launch of MTC Maris Instant Loan, I was very happy. But people have a lot of questions,
of course, as we
have also seen.
Yeah.
Now, maybe not to preempt what you are going to indicate to us. What really motivated you, apart from the call for financial inclusion? What really motivated you to come up with this short loan? and how does it work before we go to the main conversation?
Sure, no problem. I think when we launched MTC Maris in 2024 of October, and obviously before that as part of our strategy, the goal was really to provide financial inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say that, but what did we mean by that? We meant that what we wanted was, one, we looked at the Namibian landscape. And if depending on who you ask, there's between 400 to 500,000 people in Namibia that aren't in the formal economy, right? And even those that are, I don't think a lot of the products that are created by some of the traditional institutions fit their needs and, more importantly, their expectations in today's world.
Mm.
So for us, it was around how can we offer financial solutions to the Namibians, and one, that meet their needs, and more importantly, the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So through a process of understanding, you know, what the basic needs are, where the traditional, institutions are failing, and I think where the gap lies as well, we developed a strategy of a holistic view of digital financial services. And there's a number of other financial services products that we have in the pipeline that are coming that are made for this.
Okay.
But to stick onto Tamba Maris, really there's two things that we saw.
Mm.
One, we understand the concerns around the product.
Yeah.
We understand why some people are asking difficult questions, and we welcome these, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it will just make our product better.
Yeah.
And if we look at Tamba Maris, really in essence, we know that a large part of our population hands in their cards and the ID books at a specific time of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And the interest rates that you often experience with those stakeholders are significantly high, if I can put it that way.
And some of them are confiscated forever.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So we felt that is dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lending, everyone always says there's a big responsible lending act. Mm. We have to lend responsibly.
Mm.
So we are regulated, MTC Maris, we are regulated by the Bank of Namibia.
Yeah.
And of course, our partner, which is Letsego, has been fantastic on this journey, is regulated by NAMFISA.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two regulators watching this product, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are coloring between the lines. We are making sure that we are giving an alternative to people other than having to hand in their bank cards.
Yeah.
And then if you look also at how the product's been developed, there's definitely an affordability piece that we look at, data driven.
Mm.
It's not Kayembe who's sitting there and deciding who gets a loan and who isn't.
Yeah.
All data driven. And how it works, one, you have to be a MTC subscriber, obviously.
Yeah.
You have to have transacted on MTC Maris, so loading your wallet, purchasing airtime on MTC Maris, paying your City of Windhoek bill,
mm-hmm.
paying your DSTV, buying goods, because MTC,
just to move slowly. So for you to qualify to get that loan, you should have already used Maris product.
Yes.
Which is, what you have introduced last year.
Spot on.
So I did not get that because I was listening to the presentation, and it was a very brilliant presentation, particularly from the CEO of Letsego Microfinance,
yes,
right,
sir.
Mr. Melvin Angola. And I did not get that part. Maybe just to move a little bit slow, because people are listening. People, they want the money, and they want to use it wisely. I hope so.
Yes.
So just to speak a little bit slow, to say, for you to qualify for this loan, this is what you need. You don't need to have collaterals and all those things, but you just need this and this and this. Just
you're very correct. So so no collateral required.
Yeah.
For you must be a Namibian citizen.
Yeah.
With a valid Namibian ID.
Yeah.
You must be between the ages of 18 and 60, right? 18 and 60. And a lot of people are asking us why 60.
Yeah.
If you look at the regulation, people over the age of 60 are considered pensioners and therefore aren't getting a regular income for salary. So obviously that is a block that we have right now. But as the product evolves, we'll obviously look whether we can open it up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So Namibian citizen, the valid Namibian ID between the ages of 18 and 16, you must be an MTC subscriber. You must also have an active MTC Maris account that you have been transacting with for at least 3 months, right? Because
just hold on, let's go to a commercial break.
Please.
Who are we, you ask? The National Road Safety Council is a statutory body established in 1996 with a legal mandate to promote and manage road safety across Namibia. We believe every accident is preventable and every life is precious. Our mission is to make our roads, vehicles, and users safer based on effective road safety management. So, join our unwavering vision and commitment to zero deaths and serious injuries. Visit www.nisc.org.na to learn more. Do the right thing and save lives.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Get social with.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. Today in the studio, we are discussing financial inclusion. We are discussing financial inclusion. We are with the general manager of MTC Maris, that is Kayembe Irunga. And he is talking about a recent launched product or service, that is MTC Tamba Maris. How do you get that money? How do you get finance? A lot of people are asking yourself, we have been, you know, asking the government a lot of questions, especially as young people, to say, no, we want to start our own businesses, but there is no, because, but there is a lot of strict requirements to say no, collaterals and all those things. Now, just to continue with the requirements, Mr. Irunga, just to continue with the requirement, especially for me to get that loan, you say there should be somebody who have been already using Maris service for the past 3 months, and what, and also from the age of 18 to 60, what other requirements are there?
Yeah. So just a quick recap. Namibian citizen, valid Namibian ID, ages of 18 to 60, MTC subscriber, and obviously transacting on MTC Maris for at least three months.
Yeah.
The other criteria that we have, and I think this speaks to the heart of the conversation, is we do an affordability check. We have to, being a responsible lender working with Letsego. So there's a data-driven affordability check that we do. We also do a credit check as well. Mm. So we're combining using data of the transaction history and also a credit check with our partners, well, Letsego's partners at Credit Info.
Yeah.
So we've really taken this seriously as to the affordability and the creditworthiness of the clients to take up the product, because we don't want to lend irresponsibly. We don't want to be able to give a loan to someone who we know from the data will not can't afford it, and obviously who we know don't have a correct track record. So there's a lot of questions, Kayembe, to me that are posed. And one of them is, so, you know, how about if I don't have a credit record, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of it, because our goal is to bring in those who have been left out into the economy. Transacting on MTC Maris, by loading your wallet, by funding them, we build a credit portfolio of you as well. And our goal is to really go back in a year or 2 years' time and to say, look at all these people that we formally brought into the economy.
Yes, Mr. Kayembe, before, let us look at this way, because we want the practicality of things. Let me say somebody who is at, deep down on Maheke, we're selling Kapana or we're selling Fed Cakes, but they want to get access to this loan. You know, Namibia is one of the, it's the second highest unequal country in terms of economic, economic inequality.
Yes.
Now, looking at at this context, let me say there's somebody who is at Maheke, who is selling Kapana, but that person, not even Kapana, let me say, selling Fed Cakes and also few products just to survive. But this person want that 1.5 just to boost the stock. But I have like a touch phone. I don't know about Marie service. How can I just steps? How can I get access to that loan?
Sure. And I think even on the Katoshfone, it works, right?
So, okay, let's start from being part of Marie's service, yes. Then I came to come to that.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So you'll dial *140*,
yeah,
682#. You will land on our USSD menu. They will ask you to register with your name and to create a PIN. And once you've done that, that's it. No paperwork, no going to branch, no calling anyone. Straight through on USSD, no need for data.
Yeah.
And once you've landed on there, what I would say is load your wallet. So go to an agent, put money in the wallet so that you have funds on your wallet and continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 3 months, transact on the platform, buy airtime, send money to people, because you can send money now to anyone on the MTC network for free, I might add.
Yeah.
So send this money, cash in, cash out, purchase, your whatever it is that you need, prepaid water, prepaid electricity.
Yeah.
And by doing those actions, we build a history of your profile. Mm-hmm. And in 3 months' time, you'll see that once you start applying for it, if your credit check checks out, obviously, because we want to make sure that you're a good payer, then you'll start to be able to apply for the instant loan. So there is some transactions that have to take place.
So you mean me qualifying to get up to 1.5 depends on how I've been active in your Maris transaction.
Uh-huh. And the credit check as well.
Yeah, because people we are only looking at the money. Now, let us look at the benefit of this initiative, because I see it's very unique, but the benefit of this initiative, particularly the loan, to SMEs, to young people, and also to those who don't meet the requirements to access assistance from former financial institution. How do you view this? What is the benefit of this new initiative to these people?
I think that's a great question. Thank you. From the SME perspective, it's exactly the example that you used earlier on.
Yeah.
So many times, you'll go cut your hair, you'll go buy some salsa, but you don't understand the struggles that person has had to fix to get that chair, firstly, because they need to pay something, or to get the produce, to be able to make you that salsa, right? So, and we know ourselves, right? Whether you are in the traditional or not in the traditional financial sector, sometimes there's a bit of a pinch. So what Tamba Maris is for is really to relieve that pinch. If you didn't make enough yesterday, but you know that today is a big day, it's a Friday, you need to buy those tomatoes to sell the salsa, or it's the end of the month, you know the barbershop is going to be full, so you need to be able to pay for the chair so that you can make the funds and pay it back. That's really what it's for from an SME perspective. From an individual's perspective, I think a lot of school parents would know the story of when a child comes home without a jersey, and when you ask the child, where's the jersey, and you get a big face with no answer.
So
it's in those moments, it's I need, to fix something really quickly. We are not recommending this for entertainment. I don't think that's where we want to go. It's for emergencies of, for individuals. It's for SMEs just to have a little bit of cash flow to make sure that they buy their produce and deliver it. I think that's the benefit instead of going to some of the people that we spoke about before. So we're really proud of the product. We've done a lot of research on this. We've gathered a lot of data. We know that there's a need for such a product. And we obviously welcome all the questions, because as these questions come in, it also gives us a chance to sit back and to think, how can we do things better to get that message out as well? And one of the things that we're going to be doing is obviously rolling out our marketing campaign, which is underpinned by a lot of financial education.
For those of you who want to engage us in the studio, we are with the general manager of MTC Maris. We are talking about the recently launched short loan that is up to 1,500. And you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Don't say I did not tell you. Because, people you ask to say, no, we want the money, government must assist us. Now people who are giving you money are here. And they are giving you money based on your transaction records, and you don't need anything that is complicated. You don't need to stand in the line. You don't need to be asked a lot of questions. People don't need to ask you about your surname and also your business records, but just the data which is there. Now, let us go to what people are concerned about, mm-hmm. because it's one thing to get money, and it's another thing also how to use it. Because when I was looking at what also Bank of Namibia have done, especially in terms of launching their financial inclusion awareness campaign, is that they look at financial access, financial literacy, mm-hmm. and also consumer protection.
Yes.
Now we are going to go through those things one by one, especially on literacy and also on the protection. Now, getting money, like with Tamba Maris, is very easy,
mm.
but using it is very difficult. And with a loan, we understand.
Mm.
Because even our own country is in debt, you understand that. Mm. It's in debt. When you compare to the budget, but there's a bit of a problem about financial literacy.
Mm.
And when I was at your launch, I picked that up to say, no, there's also a little bit of going to be responsible, lending and all those things. Mm. Now, how do you balance between financial access and financial literacy for our people not to end up like what have happened? Because if I have to take you to the report of NAMFISA,
mm.
like what they've said in April, it stated that in 2024, Namibians owed around 8.1 billion to cash loans. And what is very interesting is that among those people who owe, we have our economist, we have our business teacher, people who are teaching us business at school. They understand. Yeah. Even accounting professors.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are still at that platform.
True.
Now, how do you balance that between financial access and also, financial literacy? How can I use that money responsibly,
mm.
particularly within this loan?
No, I think it's a great question. On the access side, obviously, what we've done is we've put it at everyone's fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that qualifies based on the qualifying criteria can get access to this. And if you don't qualify, there's ways of transacting, purchasing your goods, buying the value added services that we have on there that will essentially give you access. So our goal is to give everyone this access.
Yeah.
Of course, there's behavior patterns and credit records that we have to check, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And hence why we put it on USSD. Mm. Because like you said, the most simple, most basic phone in the country needs to be able to access this.
Yeah.
And also, if we're looking at, lending responsibly, which was the second part of your question and the literacy piece.
Yeah.
I think you need to also look at the product makeup and how we've created it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We are driving for quick payments of back. We're driving to take it up responsibly. Mm-hmm. If you look at the product makeup, it's from $100 to $1,500. We've kept it there for now because we don't want to be, I'm taking this big loan. And adding more pressure on me. It's about the quick fix to get those funds back and to repay the loan. So you can pay back the micro loan over 7, 14 and 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those have their own interest rate. So 14% for 7 days, 18% for 14 days and 22% for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how we've made it so that it's actually in your best interest to pay it quicker.
Yeah.
And obviously, from a responsible lending perspective and a literacy, we've made sure that there's affordability and credit checks, like we said.
Yeah.
But from a financial literacy, and you'll see this in our marketing campaign, which really kicked off this week on socials and on our Instagram page.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously we're going to go big in radio and above the line, and you'll really hear Tamba Maris in the streets in the next few days.
Yeah.
If you look at that campaign, it's really underpinned by two things. One, it's underpinned by building the trust, being transparent about the product, being transparent about what you need to take it, no fees, no collateral, all of those good things. But then the second pillar is also on education.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just about Tamba Maris, it's about MTC Maris itself.
Mm-hmm.
We've undertaken, and it's part of our strategic roadmap, to roll out a financial education and financial literacy program on our platforms.
Yeah.
And obviously our partner Letejo is already doing some great things in the market when it comes to financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll carry on that journey.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a responsibility that we have as organizations in this industry, to roll out such programs, because at the end of the day, an over-indebted customer who can't pay back that microloan is not good to us, right? We want customers who are taking it for the right things, who are building themselves, and obviously they can then pay back those loans as well.
Yeah, no, it's a very good thing because I think it could have also, maybe we can also learn from Tamba with credit.
Yes.
Because one of my colleagues, you know, she made a good joke to say, no, if I'm already struggling to pay, you know, $4, how can I pay that amount of money? But actually it's a very good thing because everybody at certain point in time in life, you need that fast money to solve your problem.
True.
But go to a micro lender who will say, no, chief, I'll give you 10,000, but you pay it with 50%. Imagine. Do you think I'm going to fix this? But you are going to land yourself into trouble. Now, let us go to the issues of education. And I like that part of saying you have a vigorous campaign. You go to the field and give this education, even at radio. And you must also come to us. We are also in business.
Definitely.
Must come to us and do education at this platform. Now, Let us look at education, especially when it's coming to information dissemination. There is always a problem in Namibia, especially reaching people who are really in need deep down the village, particularly people who cannot understand English, people who cannot understand. What is very interesting is also that you may find somebody who don't really understand English, but this person is good with business, for example, or this person have money, or they are good with money because of their hard work, because of what they do in that platform. How do you plan with your new product or with your new service that you are giving out to reach those who are in need, those who are in rural area, those who need the money, those who benefit more from this service, especially those who do not have, you don't need a lot of requirements to get money or to transfer money.
It's a valid question. And if you look at our go-to market, really, you know, a lot of people say we're giving financial education, but it's only on social media, right?
Yeah.
There's parts of this country where we know the data isn't that great.
Yeah.
So one, we're rolling out a national campaign on Tamba Maris.
Yeah.
It will not only be on social media.
Yeah.
We are using traditional, distribution channels as well. Radio. We're going to use our agents. We're going to, you know, have pamphlets. We're going to have, field service consultants across the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, if big, large organizations or large groups of people require us to come there face to face and teach them about MTC Maris and Tamba Maris, that is also something that we're happy to undertake. So, multitudes of channels to make sure that we get across the country. And that was the brief, to our marketing team. Every corner of this country, needs to be covered by Tamba Maris and by MTC Maris. And I think there was a great point in your question around the language. And I can confirm that the marketing campaign won't only be in English. We have asked the agency to make sure that it's translated into the majority of languages in Namibia. I feel that creating a product and just putting it in English is a little bit restrictive if you look at the demographics of our country.
Yeah.
So that has been an explicit request from myself personally and from a number of our senior executives as well, that there has to be multitude of languages when delivering this. So quick summary, nationwide campaign, face-to-face, radio, digital channels, you know, newspapers, magazines, pamphlets. We are ticking all the boxes in this campaign.
Yeah.
And then obviously, multilingual, using simple language.
Yeah.
There's no point using, you know, big English words, for no reason, right?
No.
This is what you get.
Yeah.
This is the interest.
Yeah.
This is how you pay. End of story.
No, I like that part. I like that part because I think even if you go to a rural area, because the other time in my show, like yesterday, I was talking about simplification of national plans or national directives, particularly when you're coming to development, because you find you give me a platform, then I start speaking my Harvard English at the village. You understand? I said what I'm saying. Then people start to clap hands and say, no, Comrade David was doing this one and this one. Then they eat and go home, but they did not get that message. But document simplification and also translating it to different languages, I think there's a question here. What if I forgot my Maris pin? What can I do?
Ah, great question.
Yeah.
So if you forget your PIN, you can call our contact center. The number is all over our socials. It's on our website. And once you call the contact center, obviously there's a few security checks that we have to do because we don't want to open up or reset a SIM card for somebody who's not the owner of that SIM card.
Yeah.
But it's a really easy process. You call the contact center. We have a 24/7 contact center and they can help you reset your PIN.
And the other one, this one is very interesting. How do I get the cash? How do I get cash from, how do I cash out from this one?
Yeah. Look, I think it's an interesting one, but it's an important one, right?
Yeah.
Obviously we building out MTC Maris, to have all the financial services capabilities that you need for now.
Mm.
But there's obviously greater ambitions to where we want to go and what we want to offer.
Yeah.
But we know that yes, we're moving to a digital economy. But cash is cash, right? Even if you look at some of our partners on the continent, well, not partners, some of our brothers and sisters on the continent with M-Pesa in Kenya.
Yeah.
You look at Alipay in China a bit further.
Yeah.
Yes, very digitized economy, lots of fintech, but there's still cash in the market. So we have to enable that functionality, even though we're building out the capability and ecosystem.
Yeah.
So if you want cash, hardcore cold Namibian dollars, you can go to one of our agents. So we have a whole bunch of traditional agents as well on the ground, and some of the bigger retailers are the likes of Woodman Brock, the MTC Homes as well. You can go there and you can do dial *140*682#. There's an option there that says cash in, cash out.
Yeah.
You click on cash out and then you'll get a SMS that says gives you a code and you go to Woman Brock, you show them that code.
You get cash out.
You get cash out.
So you are telling me to say if I've been using MTC Maris for the past 3 months, I can go to any of your agents. I can go to Woman Brock and also check how much should I get out.
Yes, well, you can check on your phone, right? How much you have in your wallet.
Yeah.
And you can withdraw whatever amount is in your wallet.
Right? No, that is very interesting because you find a lot of, rich people now or people who are financially able, but you don't know because of lack of information.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't know because of lack of information. Now, there's a caller that, let's take a caller. Hello? Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you? I'm good, how are you? Can you please speak up? You are on air.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You want to speak to the general manager of MTC Maris?
Yes, please.
Yeah, he's listening. Are you? Just speak up a little bit. Just speak up.
Hello?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
You can hear me now.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much for these people that have come.
No, Mr. Kayembe is here. Maybe you can.
I still have some money there with them. See, when you were buying these things, what is it? You get a card. You know, there was a time they launched the things in Oshakati.
What is that? The launch in Oshakati? When was it?
Marine. What? MTC Marine.
Okay.
But my card, there's still a lot of money there. Since that day, I didn't use it again. I don't know where. Sometimes I go to MTC there. Where is these people?
No, ask him. He's listening to you.
I'm listening, sir.
No,
please.
What do I do? I cannot even remember that PIN number again that they used to give us.
You know what, Ne? Maybe if you can clarify your question because he's here, he want to answer, he want to understand. Are you talking about the Maris product which was launched last year and
that was launched in Oshakati Independence Stadium?
Then what was the question?
No, the issue is that I still have money. You know, we were to pay money. We were somewhere paying money in that account there. And we were to use, in fact, we were giving the money and then you get the number that you buy with the number.
You get the question.
So now that number, that code that I was giving now, I don't know it anymore, but I still have some balance there.
I hear you, sir. I hear you. I think if you forgot the code to enter the Maris, if you can call our contact center, and then they will be able to help you to change your code, sir.
Where's your contact center now?
You can visit an MTC mobile home, right? Or you can call 1500, sir. And then
what is it?
1500. That's correct, sir. And they will help you reset your PIN so that you can have access to your money on there. And thank you for loading your wallet, sir.
So, thank you very much. There's a lot of money there. Right?
No, I understand, sir. So call, if you can please, either you can visit the MTC homes or you can call 1500 and then you can ask them to reset your PIN. And once you reset your PIN, sir, you dial *140*682# and you'll have access to your funds, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's my pleasure.
So, but I also like the concept idea. The concept, the issue is very important, and I'm sure you are going to make a breakthrough. I mean, you are already making a breakthrough.
Oh, wow.
But I think there are also needs for, how do these young ones, the youth, for example, now, how can they, perhaps, how can they really be so much motivated to have that sense of urgency to actually innovate products of that nature? What do we do? Because they seem to be funding. I know MTC has been doing great job. Some financial institutions are doing those things. How do we concertedly work together and mobilize those youth and come up with this kind of product? Only few selected people, young ones who could come up with this kind of development initiative, or what is going on?
I think you're raising a very important point, sir. And as MTC Maris, obviously we're always looking for innovation, and we're always looking to enable the youth. And one of the things that we're actively working on is to onboard the different universities in Namibia. We want to bring them onto Tama Maris because we want to give them the financial education. We want to introduce them to financial services early. And of course, by getting access to MTC Maris, if they have any ideas, then they can actually work on developing those. But as a group, what we've done is we do have a partnership with NAST as well, in the Innovation Center, and we're really driving for new ideas. It's a collaborative space that can be used to come up with brilliant ideas for innovation as well. And I know that MTC as a group participates in the National Internship Program as well. So there's multiple avenues that MTC is really trying to empower the youth. One, financially, for them to be able to do this on their own. Two, to create spaces such as the Innovation Center with NAST. And then three, obviously, to give them the necessary skills that one day lead to them creating their own innovations through the internship program.
No, thank you very much. You said, for you, I know, I've been following the MTC.
Oh, wow.
They are very good. They even went to the barbers and all those salons. They equip them with the skills. I think you are just doing a lot of things. It's good that you are partnering up with these institutions, because at one point the former president, Dr. Nangolo Mbuga, was questioning this professor. Mm. You, professor, you are producing software and they are coming here to give us problems. Why can't they find some solution in things like that? So thank you very much, my brother, for coming, and please mobilize some youth. There are also opportunities there, especially in the periphery areas.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. And you, thank you very, very much. And you raised some good points there. Very, very good points.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, sir. I think, thank you and goodbye. Yeah. We appreciate that. I think the caller's got some good points.
No, yeah. That is our uncle. He's always making sure that when it's coming to economic discussions,
okay.
but he got a point, especially when it's coming to young people and inclusion. I think, let's give let's give an opportunity to our callers, because our last point of discussion will be on security. Security, and will be on security and protection, and consumers' protection also. But to those who are coming on the radio for the first time, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And today in the studio, I'm joined by the general manager of MTC Maris, that is Mr. Kayembe Irunga. We are talking about a new service which was launched. That is, you get your instant loan from MTC Maris, just up to 1,500. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can...
Are you eligible to vote but not yet a registered voter? Your time is now. Electoral Commission of Namibia invites all qualified citizens to take part in the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. These include those who turned 18 years after the previous registration of voters, all eligible Namibian citizens who are not yet in possession of a valid voter's card, citizens who have changed residence from one constituency or local authority to a different constituency or local authority. Democracy is not a spectator sport, it's all about taking part. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the...
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at economic discussion. We are talking about the issue of financial inclusion. And for those of you who are saying no, you know, the government, there is always collateral, someone loan from DBN. Now you are getting 1,500 to start your small business. How is that going to make a difference from your life? Now you have time to ask questions. You have time to ask questions. Ask questions, because I will not have an opportunity to ask all the questions on your behalf. Because if you are a business person, if you are a young person who, you know, you just a recent graduate and you are already, you know, using Maris service, or you want to try also using Maris service, and you need quick fix money that you can pay back or just to boost your stock, this is now your time to ask questions. It's also now your time also to ask for collaboration and other things, because it's not only about money, it's also about ideas on how you can use your funds and what other things that you can do. Because maybe, let us look at other service that the person can get apart from getting cash. What other things that I can get with that with that that loan? Because it's not, I understand it's not only about cash, but you can also buy from different, you know, maybe you can go into that space.
No, true, very, very true. So one is, once you've loaded your wallet, you can send funds to anyone on the MTC network.
Mm.
So peer-to-peer, just like an e-wallet, from my Maris wallet, I can send it to someone with the MTC number.
Mm.
If they have a wallet, it will show in their wallet and they'll get an SMS. If they don't have a wallet, they'll get an SMS telling them, hey, someone has sent you funds on MTC Maris.
Mm.
Dial *140*682# in order to access the funds.
Mm.
What other things that you can also do? You can pay merchants. So you can walk into a Woolman Block, for example, and you can use Maris, the money that you put into your wallet, to pay at Woolman Block.
Mm.
And then, there's a lot of value added service products. So, all the value-added service products that you find on your traditional banking apps, whether it be prepaid water, prepaid electricity, airtime, data, DSTV, GoTV, paying City of Windhoek municipality bills.
Oh.
All of that is available on MTC Maris on USSD. No data, no airtime required. As I said, fully paid for by MTC for you to transact on MTC Maris, for you to transact on our platform.
Yes, just before we go to the issues of there's a caller, ne?
Yes.
Let's take that caller. Yes, hello?
Yes,
hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you, sir?
Just a quick one, a quick question. I heard bring this to the, where you guys are discussing about the borrowing money. I'm making it very, very good. So if you, what is the terms, the person must be paying, period of paying back.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, you can talk to the general manager, is here. You want the answer now, or you are listening on?
And the interest in that case.
Okay.
And what other charges are there? Let's say, for example, if a person gets that, it is 1,500.
Yeah.
What other charges are there? Because obviously,
It's a good question.
It's
a good question. No, it's a good question, sir. And thank you. Thank you for that. So,
the other thing is, on the e-wallet, whatever, is it what, the wallet, the wallet is just working, or the credit will be available, because sometimes they might start putting credit available for the customer. So it shows that, no, you see, they will come up with a plan that, okay, this is what you might qualify for, you know, and people will be tempted to start borrowing that money. So those are the things I want to find out.
You're very right, sir. To answer your first question, sir, we can obviously take $100 to $1,500, and there's three repayment periods. There's 7 days, 14 days, and 30 days. And each of those repayment periods have their own interest rate. So 7 days is 14% interest rate. 14 days is 18% interest rate. And 30 days is 22% interest rate. We would love for people to pay earlier on. I think the second part of your question, are there any hidden charges? I can really happily say that there isn't any other hidden charges except for the interest rates that have been clearly articulated all the time. So we're not going to charge you $1 or $10 here as a admin fee. That doesn't exist. We're not going to do that. So, that's really it. Anything else that I can answer while you're on the line, sir?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to find out that, but, now, if you have to pay in 7 days, you know, and this is where I think you have to do more research.
Mm-hmm.
The payment period.
Yes, because, sir,
if a person who's borrowing on the 14th or on the 10th the month, how do you expect the person to pay back before they get paid?
It's a good question. It's a very good question, sir.
Then you are still going, the person now have to go look for money somewhere.
Yes.
So you end up that people might not be paying back again.
Yes, yes.
And then if you put again, you create another dilemma.
No, you're right. You're very right.
You need to look at all those things, yeah?
You're very right, sir. And I think that's why we give those three different options, right? So if it's the 20th, rather take the 7 day one, because you know you're going to get paid soon, right? If you are getting a payment on the 21st, for example. And, if you know you're not going to get funds within 7 days, you'll get it in 14 days or 30 days. Take those options so that you don't put yourself in a corner. But I think you're raising a much more important point, is that we have to make sure that the repayment period speak to the people's needs. And through our research, through the data that we've gathered, we don't want to give loans for too long, because we feel that that length, you know, those 60 days, 60 months, those ones are the ones who really put a burden on people, because you're continuously paying this. So what we've done is we've made sure to limit the amount to 1,500, and we've given three different periods, so that even if it's, you get paid on the 25th, if you take it out on the 26th, then you can take the 30-day option and you can pay it again when you get paid on the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, the other thing I wanted to find out, the thing is, if you say that, in terms of also the amount you have to pay,
yes, sir,
if you pay the lump sum immediately after the what you have read, whatever you have borrowed plus interest, or you can pay like a, okay, the interest is calculated on, then, you know, because that's the challenge. A person might borrow, but then they say, no, but if I borrow, I wanted the 1,500, but I can only afford to pay it in three periods, 500.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand clearly. Yes. That's
so, all those things, did you look at that? But no, if a person maybe borrows the 1,000, maybe they wanted 1,500 by that time, but they cannot afford to pay everything at once. They might not be able to pay maybe 500. Are you looking at all those things?
That's a very good question, sir. We don't need to look at them, because it's already part of the product. So if you can't pay back, for example, like you rightfully said, if you take 1,500 and you can't pay back the full 1,500, you can only pay 500, there's an option already that has been built on the product that can say partial payment and then you pay 500, and then you can pay the rest later. So it's a very good question that you've asked, and thank you for asking it, because I'm sure there's a lot of Namibians that are asking the same today.
No, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Yes, those are the questions. Those are the questions. We are talking about money. Dear listeners, it's your time to call now. It's your time to ask questions. And don't end up falling victim of scammers if the person who is running the show is here with us. So call us now. Ask your questions, especially those with good intention, particularly those small business operators.
Mm.
Now, there is something which came into my mind. I think it's paying back. How do I pay back? Mm-hmm. Can I pay back with FNB? Or can I pay back with my other bank? How do I pay back? Because we spoke about you accessing funds, but we did not really speak about how should I pay back that money? Or should I pay back through Maris again?
Yes. So the payback is done through Maris.
Mm.
So you have to make sure that there's enough funds in your wallet, yeah, right? Because when the day comes that the loan is due, we will do an auto strike. So in essence, just like a debit order, we'll take the funds from your money's account, right? If there's no funds there, obviously we'll remind you, right? We don't want to just, you know, there was a question in the past of, will you immediately be blacklisted?
Yeah.
That is the last thing, right?
Mm.
So, okay. To pay back,
let's take the caller, then we deal with that question.
No problem.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, the same guy. I forgot to ask this one. the interest rate, is it based on repo or what? Or is that fixed?
It's fixed. It depends on the repayment period that you choose. So
I mean in terms of, you see, with the banks or others, they say also repo. Let's say, for example, a person borrows money now,
mm-hmm.
and then tomorrow, repo changes.
No, that won't affect you if you have a Tamba Maris instant loan. So we won't change the rate based on repo. We have fixed rates that we are working with. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. That's fair, yeah. All right, thanks, man.
Yes. That's actually a very good question. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about... There's a lot of callers today.
Okay, good, good.
Hello?
Sorry. Only one thing that I forgot, please, man. Forgive me for coming back.
No, don't worry. We have all the time. We are here until 8 o'clock.
Oh, until 8 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
But it's not only your time.
I just want to congratulate you for that, because this one is very important.
Yeah.
But listen, now that they are collaborating with also the SEHO, Namibia.
Yeah.
And the other ones, I know we have been clients for Leteo for many, many, many years.
No, it's only those those who have pay slips, not the ordinary people who are at the farm.
Yeah, and in fact, the brother must also attend to that one that you have just mentioned.
Mm.
So when it was Edulon, and then become Leteo. And many of us, we became a cycle. And before they even introduced the product of housing, sponsoring, it was really a difficult situation. And I don't know how some of people could not even acquire dwellings and things like that. They just say, oh, let's say, on the payslip. And that also makes many, many people face difficulties to acquire any property. I think this one is not going to cycle people in the kind of a poverty. I'm not saying that Leseo did that, but there were that kind of hindrances, barriers for people to acquire property because most of their slopes, they were Leseo. And when the Leseo now introduced their housing and maybe many people have gone, maybe they, this time around, they benefit a few. So thank you very much.
Mm. All right. Yeah, that was one of the comments. But Do you want to say something about this? Because it was just a contribution.
No. I think it's a valid point. Mm. Obviously, like we said, we're not taking pay slips. There's no collateral needed. Mm. It's all going to be done via USSD.
Yeah, but I like the way you put it, because this one is also a smart way of saying, no, you are using data.
Yes,
which are already there to say your financial behavior will determine whether you are getting a $50 or you are getting a 1.5.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now let us, because I want the question of security to be the last, because we have around 20 minutes there.
Mm-hmm.
Let us look at, and just before we go that, because a lot of people, we have this, things of saying, no, we are going to be in debt and all those things. But when you read the history of, when you read, for example, what loans have done to people, a lot of people benefited actually. Mm. Even they started bigger businesses from that. Okay, let's go to a commercial break, then we can.
Stock up for August with Real Value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our Real Value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Yes, it's 30 minutes past the hour of 7. We are moving forward toward the end of our conversation. We have around 20 minutes there before we come to the end of our conversation. Today, we are speaking about financial inclusion in line with Bank of Namibia's financial sector transformation strategy. They are aiming, together with the Ministry of Finance, to say by 2035, this thing of collaterals will not work anymore. They indicated that around 70% of Namibians, whether it's a registered or unregistered business, there will be mechanism to get the finance from, financial institutions. And, MTC Maris have just started, and that is one of the things that we need, especially those who do not have accounts. You don't need an account. You don't need to be working. You just need to be somebody who have been, transferring money through Maris service. Now, There was something that was indicated around, is it 6,000 users or 60,000 users?
Oh, 6,000, yes.
What is the meaning of that number?
So the 6,000 users, were the number of people who we've identified on MTC Maris that can qualify for the loan.
That are already ready.
That are already ready, as you said.
Okay.
So how did we come up with the number? Again, it's not Kayembe that sat there and said, this is the people.
Yeah.
One, there was obviously, do they fill the criteria? Are they Namibian? Do they have a valid Namibian ID?
Mm.
Are they between the ages of 18 and 60? Are they an MTC subscriber? Obviously. Do they have they transacted on MTC Maris for more than 3 months for us to get that data of their behavior?
Yeah.
And then obviously, lastly, do they pass the credit check that we also will have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we look through all of those criteria, we can see in the data that there's already 6,000 people that qualify to take a Tamba Maris instant loan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the number.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously the number grows every day because, as you know, every single day there's someone who has transacted for, 3 months that is behaving quite nicely and that obviously will qualify for Tamba Maris instant loan. So that's where the number comes from. And that's why we got to that number.
So in simple terms, it means if I start using, Maris service now, by December, I'll have some cash to use.
You see where we're going. Obviously, but it needs to be used wisely.
I understand.
Right?
I understand.
It needs to be used wisely.
Maybe let me say you go home and buy some stuff.
Then
you are liking. Then you have to end. Then as long as you are going to pay back.
Exactly.
Because there's this thing which I've seen also, especially when it's coming to loans. Because, even what people name as loan sharks, there's good intention to say, I give you money. Then your responsibility would determine whether you're going to pay back or not. If you don't pay back, there are punishments.
Yeah.
Then, they are saying they are good debts.
Mm.
And you find those bigger businesses, they're also in debt. Yes. But they are responsible to say, this is how I'm going to service my debts and all those things, because you can't win it alone.
Yes.
And getting financial assistance, you know, sometimes we don't do it formally, but there's always some money that you get from your friends or your from your family members.
Yes.
But with this, to say you are using a service, you are getting this credit, I think it's quite of a bonus how you're using it.
Mm.
And I just hope maybe that area of financial literacy should really work on, because it will fasten the process, because you will find us in a situation where we really have a lot of money, but when I go back and look at my budget, I realized that but a lot of money, I was not supposed to spend them.
Exactly.
Here. But if I have good financial literacy, with that assistance, getting loans and paying it back is not going to be a problem. And I think that is where we need to move from.
Yeah.
Now, you are at 1.5, that is the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any plans in the future? Depends on the behavior of clients, because maybe let me say after 100, what is the future looking like?
Yeah, yes. I think look, from MTC Marisa's perspective, there's some bold plans. Bold plans to increase our distribution reach. Some bold plans to add more financial service products. We're not done yet. I think if we look at the Tamba Marie's product itself, and then the plans for the future, my partner and the CEO of Letejo really put it nicely in one of our previous conversations. And for us, you've hit the nail on the head there, right? We want these loans to be taken responsibly. We want them to be used in times of need, but used smartly. From an SME perspective, we really want to enable the SMEs of Namibia to grow. That's our goal. Get that extra chair in the salon. Buy that extra produce instead of, you know, tomatoes and onions, and so that you can sell. That is our real ambition. And of course, in the future, you know, we will be providing credit scores. So even if you're an informal trader, if you don't have a payslip, guess what? Between Letejo and MTC Maris, because you've been engaging with us, we can actually say, here's your credit score, here's your affordability, birth data, this is how you're behaving. So that will then enable you, because now you've got a piece of paper that says, this is how I behave. Now you can go and you can get those bigger, you know, financial services, the traditional products that will help you grow even more. So we are catalysts for growth. That is how we are positioning ourselves. And we're really going to be driving the use cases of when to take out a Tamba Marie's instant loan. That will be the major thing for us.
Yes, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, we are listening to Early Morning Scoop. That is your economic conversational program. We are with General Manager of Tamba Marie's. General Manager of MTC Maris, that is Kayembe Irunga, and you have an opportunity to ask your questions. How is this short loan is going to work? You have an opportunity to ask your question, because we have around 13 minutes there. You can ask your question at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Before we go to issues of security, which I want it to be the last one.
Yes, sir.
Let us look at responsibility of taking that loan, and also issues of debt collections, because there's always the phrase, you know, when you go on social media, there's always this thing to say, I like following memes and a bit of comedy shows, because they give true meanings of life in a humor way. Then they say no, when they give you financial assistance, there's this smiley face of a lady. but they are
coming to you.
It's a shock. It's a guy that you not even smile with. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Because now how are you going to deal with there's always us who are going out of the line. How are you going to deal with unbehaving a client? I understand you guys have limits to say, this is what you can do, you can go until here, so you can control yourself. And I like the fact that Mr. Angula put it in the situation to say, this service is like a guy come to the bar, then the bartender say, no, it's enough.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's enough for you.
Exactly.
But now, how are you going to deal with somebody who is not willing to honor that responsibility of paying back when you decided to assist the person?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And I think if you know, our view is that the growth of this product, the future of this product is in the hands of Namibians, right? The better the product works, the more people pay, the bigger we can open up the limits. You know, we can consider opening those up. We can increase the payment times. And of course, you know, the big question that's been asked around is the age cap of 60. You know, let's look at that. So I, you know, for me, we've built this product, but we've built it for Namibians, and the future of the product is in the hands of Namibians, based on how we behave, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the, if we hone in a little bit more on the question that you asked and how will we deal with people? I think, you know, we are going to enable people is our response.
Mm-hmm.
One is, if you can't pay back the full amount, you can pay back a partial amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before paying back, and then you can continue to pay those partial amounts. The other part as well is that we obviously warn people before the repayment comes through. Hey, you know, you need to pay this amount on this type of days, just to make sure that people also, it's not a shock, or in case it's, you took 30 days and you forget about it, you get warned throughout the cycle. You'll need to pay then.
Yeah.
It's also to manage upfront.
Yeah.
But if, you know, life happens, and we know that life happens, and we won't send you those people that you can't smile with on the first day, right?
Yeah.
What we'll do is we'll obviously remind you, and there is a penalty, right? If you don't pay any amount, there's a 5% once off, 5% penalty on missed funds. And, that's all. It's capped at 5%. We don't want to continue putting on 5%, you know, to indebt you even more.
Yeah.
But it is a penalty because there's a cost to borrowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the last resort is blacklisting. Really the last resort. But we will try contact you via SMS. We'll try call you.
No.
We'll send you reminders.
Yeah.
We've given you already the capability to pay it partially.
Yeah.
And it's a relationship, right? And also what's really important is, yes, the future of the product is in the Namibians' hands, but the future of how your Tava Maris experience is also in your hands.
indeed.
Exactly. The quicker you pay back, the more you pay back, the more you transact, the less you default, you know, the more access you'll have to it in terms of emergencies.
Indeed. Yes. Let's go to a short commercial break. Then we'll talk about security. And, dear listeners, after a short commercial break, you can still call us at 083-288-401.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoywe ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Akupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Akukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijabu ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa bra hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. For those of you who are coming on the radio, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are with Kayembe Irunga, he's a general manager of MTC Maris. And we are talking about the recent Tamba Maris instant loan. And you can still engage us in the studio, ask about how this loan is working. You don't need collaterals, you just need to be a user of Maris service. And you can get up to 1,500, and you can pay it back within a month. You can pay it back within a month. There are different levels of paying back, different interest rate, but that is it. And especially for those who are in business, smaller businesses, those who are struggling, especially to take off, let us use this digital platform. Let us use this digital service. It's our product. And yeah, you can engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Now, Mr. Irunga.
Yes, sir.
Let us look at security and customers' protection. You know, I was attending an international cybersecurity conference. I think, yeah, it's last month. You know, why I was at that conference?
Yes.
And where there's a lot of experts and, you know, some people from different fields, technical sectors. And cybersecurity has been one of the main issues. In not only in Africa but in the whole world.
Yes, sir.
And there were statistics which are indicating to say Africa alone is losing between 4 billion to 10 billion US dollars every year due to cyber attacks and all those things. But one of the attacks is on the financial sector, where you also have even a cabinet minister can lose up to 100,000 just through a call.
Yeah.
And one of the things which I'm also happy with is that private sector, especially also banking, they have a bit of stronger walls and stronger protection in terms of that. Now, my question is that now, how safe are the customers using this digital platform? How safe are they with their finance? Or they end up crying to say, no, somebody called me saying it's Mr. Irunga. Now I lost all this money. How did you test your system?
Yes.
And how are you going to navigate from that?
That's probably the most important question. if you look at where we are in today's world, right?
Yeah.
So I think one is the standards apply, right? The basics. Don't share your PIN. Protect your phone. Because just like any, you know, wallet capability, if someone has your PIN, if they have access to your phone, then they can obviously access your funds, right?
And wipe
you out.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for a fintech, especially a company like MTC Maris, we have to prioritize a real comprehensive and layered approach. Something that is really called defense in death. to protect our systems, you know, our customers, our data, in order to build that trust, right? Because if no one trusts us, then they're not going to use the platform. So some of the things that we've taken into consideration, and when I say consideration, we are actively working on it, is one, regulatory compliance and governance. The Bank of Namibia would have kicked us off if we didn't follow their rules, we know that.
Yeah.
The Cybercrime Act, for example, you know, with the Financial Intelligence Act, we really look at all of those. And from a licensing and reporting, we maintain our accurate anti-money laundering and, you know your customer procedures to make sure that none of that, the wrong people end up on our platform.
Yeah.
We obviously consider data security and privacy as well, through encryption. On the portals, obviously, there's access control as well on a lot of the stuff. On the application or the USSD menu itself, there's security on the application at an API level. There's security, like I said, with your PIN when you come to logging in.
Yeah.
And some of the things also is obviously transaction security and fraud detection, right? Mm-hmm. We've got mechanisms in place that can show us, you know, when someone is transacting too much,
yeah.
if there's heavy traffic, we're really using data and we're using technology to help us make this product more efficient and more secure. From our infrastructure itself, the cloud itself, the infrastructure, we have secure cloud. Mm-hmm. You know, we've done penetration tests and vulnerability assessments. Mm-hmm. So we really gone to make sure that people's funds are secure. Mm-hmm. We have an incident response capability, mm-hmm. and how we respond to different things that happen.
Yeah.
And of course, it's around education, right? It's around educating our staff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's around educating, the agents. It's about educating the markets on how to stay alert and how to avoid falling into such situations, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's about, you know, continuous monitoring and improvement. Mm-hmm. We adhere to the ISO standards as a group. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think we're being audited right now on ISO,
yeah.
which is good, right? Yeah, and it should show confidence to the public that, mm-hmm. you know, MTC as a group and MTC Maris, obviously, we've really taken all the measures, both at a human level, at an application level, at an infrastructure level, at a transactional level, to make sure that this proposition is very secure.
Mm-hmm. No, that's actually a very good thing, because security is priority, and based on what you have stated, I think the clients themselves can also admit. I'm also a MTC client, and I've seen you guys. You don't sleep on duty. Yeah, you don't sleep on duty. You always wake 24 hours.
24/7 network.
And that's actually a very good thing, because issues of security, and maybe something that you mentioned important, especially when it's coming to security. One of the things which I've also learned a few days ago is that in most cases, this thing of becoming a victim of cyber attacks, in most cases, is me allowing.
Yes.
That person to give him an opening into my system. Is in most cases, apparently, it's human actions that are required. Apparently, it's very difficult for somebody to come into my system. Like what you have indicated to say, is you end up giving your PIN and all those things.
Exactly.
Maybe that is also maybe something that you need to look at, particularly in your education, and also at, because when you go to rural area, the first question is, when am I getting the money? Where and also the cash out. You understand that? Security will come later. People will just focus on what are the requirements? Do I meet the requirements? Okay, after 3 months, I've been transferring this money to my kid and all those things. When should I get this money? Where? But security will come later. They can even put pin of 1, 2, 3 and all those things.
Yeah.
And, just before you come in, there was a cybersecurity expert who indicated that they made the survey in the US and also in Africa to say, no, what is your pin? And you'll be surprised to say one of the answers is PIN is password 123.
What? In most
cases, they say, no, guys, don't think, oh, the name of your dog or your age and all those things. But I think it's also part of maybe I wish it could also be part of your education also to say not only how to use money, but also how to protect yourself, because this is a digital environment.
Definitely.
Yeah, this is a digital environment.
You raise a very important point there, sir.
Mm.
And I think, you know, I was going to lead to that as my next point, but you've taken it from me, which is great. You brought us here.
Okay.
And that's also what we see, right? If you look at it from a consumer perspective, if you look at it from an employee perspective, the weak link is the human, right?
You
click on this link, download this.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that, or like you rightfully said, my pin to my bank is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone, that'll be the first guess, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 000, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So you're quite right in saying that we do need to take our responsibility in sharing the message and helping our people. How do they stay protected?
Yeah.
I think also, really just on that front as well, it is our duty to stay vigilant, right? I wouldn't want us to land in a situation where someone's taken a Tamba Maris loan and it lands, and because they decided to give their PIN to someone else, then the funds are taken elsewhere and now they are stuck and they need to pay, you know, their instant loan back. So that's a situation that we don't want to land in. We don't want our clients to land in that as well.
Yeah.
So I think there was another point which you made, if you can just remind me so I can respond to it as well.
No, just maybe in terms of education.
Yes.
In terms of financial literacy, maybe that to be also part of your package when you are going down to the field, because you know A lot of people are only asking, when should I get the money, not only on the security?
Security is always a hind. So we only think of security when something happens,
yeah,
right?
No. You know, you find somebody say, no, why should I pay a security guard if nobody break into my house? But exactly. That is, you don't know that is your insurance.
Exactly.
Before I give you an opportunity to give the message to the clients and also maybe just to summarize it a little bit to somebody, let me say, because when people start talking about money, a lot of people are also running on the radio to listen. Maybe there's a young person there who has been using Maris. Just in 2 minutes, how should I get loan from MTC Maris? Just in 2 minutes, how this is working? Starting from the service, then how should, and also paying back,
yes, sir,
and also the good things about this, and what do you need, just in 2 minutes, or maybe let's take it 3 minutes before.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll start right from the beginning, and I'll take us through the journey. So you dial *140*682# That will land you on the MTC Maris USSD menu.
Yeah.
And once you have been onboarded onto MTC Maris, then you can fund your wallet by doing an EFT in, by doing a cash in also. Mm. And you can also obviously receive funds from somebody from a person-to-person transfer, P2P. Mm. And once you have the funds in your wallet, then I would say that you should purchase goods for a woman bra, for example, at an MTC home. You should purchase our value-added services such as airtime, prepaid electricity, prepaid water, obviously data as well. Mm. And we've got a fantastic product on there called Mega Data that I think a lot of the students would be very interested in as well. Mm. And then obviously, you know, your municipality bills, right? Your DSTVs, your GoTVs, all of that is available for you to pay on there. And the more you transact, the better your chances of receiving a Tamba Maris instant loan. Once you've transacted for at least 3 months, then you need to be a Namibian with a Namibian citizen with a valid Namibian ID. You need to be between the ages of 18 and 60 years old. You need to be an MTC subscriber and, of course, transacting for at least 3 months on MTC Maris. You need to pass our affordability test that we use data to work out. It's not Kayembe sitting there and deciding who takes the loan.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's a credit check also that happens. And once you've met all those criteria, you'll have access to the Tamba Maris loan, which is between $100 and $1,500. And that can be paid back in 3 time periods, 7 days, 14 days, and 30 days. 7 days carries an interest rate of 14%. 14 days carries an interest rate of 18%, and 30 days, 22%. Great question from the previous reader. It's not linked to repo. So if repo goes up, your interest rate won't go up.
Yes.
And of course, how can you pay it back? You can either, we'll do a auto strike on your Maris account.
Yeah.
So we'll warn you before saying, hey, your Maris, Tamba Maris loan repayment term is coming to an end.
Yeah.
Please make sure your wallet is funded. And then obviously we'll take the funds from your wallet. If you want to pay before, or if you don't have the full amount, you can make a partial payment, which we obviously accept. And that's it. That is how you can pay back your account. So in essence, dial *140*682#. I think I've said it 7 times, right? They say you must say things 7 times for people to remember.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once you dial that, I encourage you to transact. I encourage you to give us feedback because that's how we make the product better. We've built it based on the data and the research that we've done, but we want to build it for Namibia. So conversations like this, the feedback that we've been getting on social media, good or bad, we'll take all of it.
Yes.
We will definitely look at and work and see how we better the product.
Yes, Mr. Kayembe Irunga, that is General Manager for MTC Maris. And I can't thank you enough. And you must continue doing what you are doing because at Early Morning Scoop and particularly at Eagle FM, we look at things of bread and butter, and financial inclusion is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope this product should be used by all Namibians and also those who are at the rural area. And maybe in the next 2 years or so, or by 2030, that is the target of Namibian government, at least in terms of financial inclusion, in terms of our inequality. I think that is one of the services that also be able to assist us. And just before I let you go, just in 1 minute the message that we have to, because there are always those who want, because in Namibia there are always those who jump into the system and try to use them.
Yes.
And there are always those who are contemplating. And there are also those who start with negative, you know, views about a certain product, because that is human nature.
Mm-hmm.
But your message to those who are willing and they are still contemplating, or they still don't have enough information, what is your message? And your last message also to, you know, to the clients and also those who are willing to use that, you know, service of yours.
I think firstly, thank you to our clients who have jumped onto MGC Maris and Tama Maris.
Mm-hmm.
We can see the difference that it's making in their lives. So yeah. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate the feedback that we've received as well on the product. And, to our customers, to our potential customers,
mm-hmm.
we understand where the sentiments are coming from. If you look at the economy, if you look at what the data tells you,
mm-hmm.
What we can promise is that we have built this product responsibly
mm-hmm.
and we'll continue to color within the lines mm-hmm. and we are giving them, a channel for digital financial services.
Yeah.
We've heard the call from all the regulators, whether it be NAMFISA, the Bank of Namibia, for financial inclusion. And we're answering that with our ambition, which is to be the leading, to lead the digital transformation in Namibia in the financial sector.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for taking time in your busy schedule and joining us this morning. Yes, dear listeners, thank you for time, and I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Shoveri with Unpacking the Day. Bye-bye for now.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression out fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo. Chikao shafasana na alonge shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongo tisamwene. Anange shifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa olonjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandisoma yoe yonge shifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi paregi uimwepo yomo programa letu. Moambo, dengera selma, konara heta tuimu. Datundatu, heari hamano tano, oniyaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.